Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight. And even extra special, I have somebody here who hasn't had a chance to come down in a while, but has always been part of the family here, Monique Caravella. It's so great to have you back in studio.
I'm excited.
So very, very cool.
And we have a fly on the wall, too. I brought my kiddo. Say hi, Vivian.
Oh, here, let me get her mic.
Hi.
There you go. So we have the family. The family's here. And actually, it was Monique that introduced me to my guest tonight. And it's been long overdue, and I'm glad to have him finally back on the show. Doug Perkins, at the time he was a teacher over at Musicians Institute, but he set up a new school with a bunch of different amazing guitar players, and we're going to talk about that, the jazzguitarsociety.com. But also an amazing guitarist, and I was looking at hunting and going through his bio and stuff, and he's done stuff for somebody that does music for SpongeBob SquarePants, he's got to be cool. So I just want to, that made it for me. I was sold right there. But anyway, and also you you did some stuff for Justified. So very cool. It's a pleasure to finally have you on the show, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff and Monique. Hi, Monique. How are you?
Good. I'm glad we finally got you on the show. You know, I've been bugging you
for a while.
Yeah,
I know. I remember, I think when we talked about it first, it was at the LA Guitar Show a couple of years ago.
Yes. And you were just, I think, talking about possibly, because you were moving out of Los Angeles at the time. I think it was then, right?
Yep.
So it's finally, you finally moved, you're settled, and now we got you on the show. Right.
I think
thanks for having me. Yeah, and there is life outside of Los Angeles.
Yes, there is.
Yes, he was just telling us it's like 76 over there. We're jealous. We're missing our weather.
Yeah.
Bring it back here.
Little tornado action today.
I'm in Kansas City. There was a lightning strike a couple doors down from me tonight. Lots of exciting things tonight.
Well, anyway, let's first go in a little bit into your background as a player. You studied a couple of interesting different places, and then we'll get into when you got to Musicians Institute. But tell us a little bit about your early background and your early influences.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of experience in teaching, and oddly enough, I mean, I started teaching in music stores the day of my 16th birthday.
Wow.
You know, and I remember being in there with a tie on. That was, thank God, the last day that I had to wear the tie was the first day. And so I ended up teaching, like, I'm from Toledo, Ohio, so I think I taught at three different stores by the time I was leaving Toledo. I played in the area sort of semi-famous band. It was a 50s band called Johnny and the Hurricanes. while I was still in high school. I did a little tour with them. And then I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston for 2 years. And then my family had relocated to Toronto, Ontario. So I stayed in Toronto with them for a while, and I did a lot of mostly show bands, you know, playing like these shows that would go around the country. And I played all over Canada and stuff. And then, you know, when I heard about Musicians Institute, I just went, okay, this is it. You know, I want to like sort of do like a finishing school thing there, you know. So I went out to MI, which at the time was called Guitar Institute of Technology, or GIT. And, you know, it was right towards the start of it. And it just had, you know, some of the most amazing guitar players involved. I mean, Howard Roberts, who was one of the people that started it, I still consider to be one of the few real geniuses on the guitar.
Yeah,
especially from that era, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
Go ahead. Well, the thing that was amazing about Howard, I mean, besides being a fantastic player, he was the kind of guy that you know, his genius wasn't just in one thing, you know. He was just like a Renaissance man, brilliant in everything, and he really learned a lot about the science of learning and how your mind learns things. And it was probably the biggest thing that I learned being a student there, you know, was how to learn things, especially, you know, in the recording studio. I mean, you've got seconds to go through a part and find anything that might be a problem and quickly figure out how to get it onto the guitar. And he was brilliant at that, guy, you know. Did you go out to MI as well then, Jeff?
No, actually what I was going to say was I studied under Duke Miller when he set up the guitar department at USC, and they were buddies. So he would tell us about what Howard was up to. And he would say, you know, he set up this school, the Guitar Institute, so we were aware of it, but they would always compare notes all the time. So it was interesting that they were close friends, and they would exchange ideas. And, you know, Howard influenced Duke's setup of the department just as much as I think Duke influenced him. And it was interesting, and I thought it was amazing at the time, because a couple of my friends had gone there, and it was, you know, I was talking to Monique about this, who's another student from there, and you had taped lessons, so you could go in at any time. It was set up to work around your work schedule, especially as musicians that were gigging. They could come in at any time and listen to their classes.
It was so innovative at
that
time.
That was really revolutionary, where everything was, you know, we're at SC, it was structured classroom, traditional type of thing. And it was, I thought that was kind of amazing, right, and quite innovative. And also, too, you and, you know, Ron Eshte, all you guys, it was a group of pretty amazing and progressive musicians.
My favorite videos were the Keith Wyatt videos. They were entertaining. I love those. But there was no vibe, no vibe like it was back then. I mean, we had a great vibe going when it was Howard and Pat Hicks at the time. It was just really neat the way it was put together. It was so basic, but it was so good, and it was so filled with information. You could just keep going all day, 16, 20 hours a day. You could just keep going and going and going and digging in, you know.
Well, I know.
And I pretty much did.
Yeah.
But how?
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but there's actually a book on Musicians Institute. It's called Trading Fours.
Yep.
It's written by Pat Hicks, and it's largely a collection of the stories of, like, most of the students, as well as explanation of all the stuff that was going on, you know, behind the scenes, which it showed just how close to a bankruptcy it was a lot of the time.
Because it was cheap when I went there. Yeah. You wouldn't even believe what it cost when I went there. It's so astronomical now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Everything's astronomical now.
I know.
But what was it like as going from a student and then becoming a teacher there? And you won an award, too.
Well, that is, I won Outstanding Guitarist of the Year award, and the way that sort of happened, Gibson guitars came in right at the start of my year as a student, and Pat Hicks wanted to put on a big show and razzle dazzle the suits, you know, from Gibson. And so there probably was, there might have been like three bands, you know, but one of them was me and some of my friends, like Bruce Buckingham and Steve Freeman, and a guy, amazing French guitar player named Gilles Rennes, and a guy named Mark McKinnon. And I put on, basically I wrote, I don't know, I think like four or five, it was like a suite of guitar styles almost, and they're all harmonized for four guitars, you know, and bass and drums, and we played this little thing, you know, and I guess the people from Gibson were impressed and all that, and so I didn't know there was going to be such a thing as an award, and then all of a sudden at the end of the year I won it, which was amazing, you know. And I got serial number one of the Howard Roberts Fusion model. So, you know, that was great. But then, like, right after I graduated, me and Bruce Buckingham and Steve Freeman and Al Benam, I think it was the four of us, got hired on to write the curriculum for what they called the summer session. And basically what it was Pat Hicks going like, well, my building isn't making any money at night, and there's all kinds of high school kids, and it's the summer, and, you know, let's get them in here and you know, teach them some stuff. So it was really just like how the regular MI started, which was like staying a week ahead of the students, you know, with whatever you're writing. And but, you know, you are right, Jeff. I mean, the whole thing of, like, you know, here, the guys that I was like revering, you know, as a student, now I'm like in the teacher's lounge with them all the time telling jokes, you know, and it does take a minute to sort of emotionally, you know, change gears in your head, but you have to have a time when you, you're not a student anymore, you know, and, but it was great for that. Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, when you were teaching there now, it was still Guitar Institute, right, when you were teaching there?
Yeah, they had bass and drums, and they had just started, you know, so it was just the three. And I think maybe the name Musicians Institute might have been just starting right around when I graduated. I'm not sure when that all started.
Well, it was the three schools, and then the overarching sign was MI when I started in 84. I don't know how long it had been there, but it was still the three main schools.
I
graduated a couple years before they added the keyboard and the vocal institute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I think I left in like 86 or something like that or whatever, you know.
Right.
But so I don't really remember the exact progression of as things were added on and all that, you know. Yeah, it's I learned so much from those guys, and you know, you were talking about how Howard did things, and really one of the most amazing things was, do you remember those learning modules that they had, you know?
It was
a little tape cassette deck, you know.
Yep.
It had a little, like, whatever the cheapest speaker they could possibly find put in it, and then there was a egg timer minute minder, you know. And so you could plug into this thing with your guitar, and you could use the cassette machine to like transcribe or practice with whatever you're practicing with,
right?
And then the minute minder was to say how long you were going to do something. And this is the really big thing for Howard, is he figured out that, you know, the way to learn things was to not try to focus all your attention on one thing for a really long time, but you focus your attention on one thing for a very short amount of time, and then you switch what you're working on. And so that's the way you can sit and practice 12 hours a day and get a lot out of it, rather than, you know, looking at the walls half the day.
You know what helped me? They used to push the mental practice a lot too, visualizing what you had been doing and seeing it and falling asleep to some of the tapes and all that mental stimulation at night, thinking through things that you had been through in your lessons and listening to some of the cassettes. That really, I was amazed at how much that actually did for my playing at the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's I use this stuff so much, and I ingrain it in my students. You know, I don't do a whole lot of private teaching, but you know, the ones that I do, I make sure they learn that. You know, I've used it whenever I've had to, like, you know, when you get some big gig and you gotta like learn how to play some very difficult music very quickly. That's how I do it. And you know that old saying. Where they say slow is fast, meaning play things slowly and perfectly, don't practice mistakes, and you'll actually learn it fast. I use it all the time.
I remember that.
Biggest thing.
I remember that.
One of the things when they had you, when you became a full-time teacher there too, was it pretty, did you have a lot of freedom in how you approach things, or was there a guideline in terms you had to cover?
Well, you know, the thing is that everything was new enough then that, you know, even if they might have wanted to tell you how you had to do things, you were creating curriculum so much on the fly that, you know, I think they probably would only talk to you if they were getting complaints about it. I remember coming in, coming back from lunch one time, and they said, you're going to be teaching arranging today. I went, is there any curriculum? No.
What were you arranging, furniture?
Well, I'll tell you what I was arranging was like, just going, okay, what's the first thing people have to know, you know? And I mean, I guess they picked me because they knew that I had studied arranging composition at Berkeley, you know,
right.
And I did have, you know, some formal training in that, you know, but I would have been nice with maybe like 24 hours more notice, you know? But that was sort of, it was very much the Wild West there. You know, you just didn't know what was going to happen from moment to moment. I mean, I remember, what was it? Oh, Jack Bruce, the bass player, comes into play, you know, and Jeff Berlin's there, and he's freaking out. He just, and he really, really wants to play with Jack Bruce. And so I loan Jeff my Stratocaster, and who knew that Jeff Berlin could play like Eric Clapton style guitar.
Oh my God. I never got to see that.
I never knew that. That's cool. That's really cool. No. But but now let's take it another step further. Now you have the jazzguitarsociety.com.
Yeah.
And give us a little insight about that, but also from what you learned at Musicians Institute, are you using similar things? I mean, you have like you have videos, it's downloaded videos now, but I mean, how is it different and how is it similar to, or is it similar to Musicians Institute, the way the curriculum is given? If that makes any sense? Hello?
Oh,
I just lost him. Hold on 1 second. Did he come? I think lightning struck there. Here, hold on. Here, we get him back. Sorry, everybody.
I think you dropped the Doug.
Hello?
I didn't mean to offend you. You didn't have to hang up on me.
Is this the man of the house?
I didn't hang up.
No.
Sorry about that.
No, we thought lightning struck again. We weren't sure, but
yeah, I know. Sorry about that. No, I was talking, then all of a sudden you weren't there. Anyways, the way Jazz Guitar Society started was that one of my old students, John Pinn, who's from Australia, was looking for me on some internet jazz chat room or something, and a friend of mine sent me an email, said, hey, do you know who this guy is? He's looking for you. And so, you know, I remembered him, and So we got connected, and we started emailing and on and on, and then we actually got together. He came back out to L.A. one time, and John is not just like an ex-student. I mean, John is a professor at the Australian National University, which is like, you know, the biggest school in the whole country. And then, you know, he's composed a lot of music for film and TV. And, you know, I mean, he had a DVD authoring company that he sold to some big company. I mean, he's a very bright and amazing work ethic guy, you know. And so he already had the URL, jazzguitarsociety.com. He owned that, you know. And so we, I guess we started talking about it. We probably just talking about MI and everything. And we got the idea to try to make like sort of like a boutique MI type experience, but on the internet. And that's basically what it is. It started with a couple videos from me and an amazing guitar player in Los Angeles, Mike Miller, who a lot of people know as well. He played with Chick Corea and Yellow Jackets and a whole bunch of people. But he's like the Keith Jarrett on the guitar. He doesn't play licks. He doesn't repeat himself. Everything's new in the moment. Amazing guitar player. So we had some videos from him, and that's how we started.
Wow. So everything is online. Can you describe a little bit the process of, you know, what are your options? Can you, because I meant there's transcriptions, yeah. There's video, is there just audio and video or, you know, or just
No. Basically, we call them masterclass videos. And we have a number of artists, and I'll talk about some of them, you know. But what we try to do is let all the artists or teachers or whatever you want to call them teach from their specialties. And so, you know, we go and shoot them, you know, usually in their practice or teaching rooms, whatever, on whatever the subject material is, you know, like, for example, I mean, Alan Hines, first thing we shot with him is called Lesson in Legato. And so he showed you all his sort of Alan Holdsworth sort of legato techniques, some exercises on how to do it. He improvises a whole bunch of solos, and all that stuff is transcribed and fingered in a PDF, you know, piece of written music that you get with the video. Mm-hmm. What happens is when you decide you want to buy something, you click on the purchase button, and it shoots you over to PayPal, and you pay at PayPal. PayPal sends an email to you. There's a link in the email. When you click on that, a folder with the MPEG-4 video and the PDF file with the written music in it starts to download onto your computer. And when you've got it, you've got it. You can play it whenever you want and watch it forever. You know, there's a lot of guys that buy pretty much almost everything we put out. I think we've got about, 70 videos or something right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And lots from Mike Miller, Alan Hines, you know, there's a lot of my MI connection guys that are there. Ron Eshday, like you said, who's like a fantastic chord melody and seven string guitar player. And then a lot of new guys as well that are just coming up. The other MI guys we have is like Dave Hill, who's was my student as well, and he's been teaching there for decades. Then Tim Lurch, who graduated from there. He's a great, like a Lenny Bro sort of solo fingerstyle player, you know.
I'm looking at the site right now, which everybody is, www.jazzguitarsociety.com. And I lost him again. So hold on a second.
I had a feeling. I heard that.
It's just popping off, so that's weird. hold on 1 second and I'll continue. But what I'm going to ask him in a second is the...
I swear I'm not hanging up here.
No, there's something going on.
Sorry.
But anyway, what I wanted to ask you is I'm looking at the site and I see there's master classes. What's a master class as opposed to, are there like little smaller... there we go. I'm losing him again. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, while I'm waiting for him to answer, it's www.jazzguitarsociety.com.
I hear nothing. Where is he?
No, it's not.
Okay, I'm using a different one. Maybe this will be better.
But anyway, I see there's master classes. What are the different things that people can get in terms of the lessons and stuff? What's the differences?
Well, you know, the pricing is sort of by the uniqueness of the content and how long the material is. You know, there's some things that are like 45 minutes long and might have, you know, 20 something pages or more of material. And so that's pretty complex, you know. One of the new things that we have right now is by a really amazing young guitar player. His name is Armin Assessian. And he's Armenian descent, but, you know, he's lived in America for a long time and lives in Texas. And he's only been playing for 6 years. He's got just about the best right-hand technique I've ever seen in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And so his video is called Picking Demystified. So it's you know, showing you how to improve your right-hand picking technique. You know, with a series of solos that he's played that is all transcribed, and he shows you literally exactly how he picks everything. You know, this is an upstroke, that's a downstroke. These, you know, here's two downstrokes in a row on adjacent strings. Here's a sweep, here's pull-offs and hammer-ons, you know. So it's very detailed. I mean, it's the level of material that was presented at MI. It really is, we call it continuing learning for the jazz guitarist. A lot of our customers are literally, you know, music professors around the world. Not everybody, but you know, some of them. I've seen Steve Bartok, you know, who orchestrates for Danny Elfman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was on the show. Yes, he's great.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So he's on the show. But I'm looking at your website, and I'm on the resources pages, and there's video lessons, mm-hmm. interviews, transcriptions, reviews, articles, and lead sheets. But then there's the master classes. What's the difference?
Well, the master classes is what's paid material.
Okay.
The other stuff is sort of like freebies, you know. I mean, I know I transcribed John Scofield's solo on Endless Summer from his newest Uber Jam record, you know, and that's up there as a freebie, you know. And, you know, it's all transcribed with the fingering and everything, you know, just like
that
anything
is,
else.
That is, I'm looking at that right now. Yeah, you did a lot. Robin Ford's Revelation,
mm-hmm.
Mike Stern's
yeah.
Little Shoes, Billy Cobham's Red Baron. Very cool. And that's all free. That's free to download, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's all free. Then there's a lot of interviews. I've got an interview. I think I might have one of the only interviews with Joe DiOrio.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of your listeners probably don't know who Joe DiOrio is. But he was one of the most amazing jazz guitarists. And unfortunately, he had a stroke a few years ago. There's some just astounding videos of him playing with Pat Metheny at MI. And, I mean, it's some of the greatest two guitar jazz duets you'll ever hear anywhere. And so, you know, he tells his story of you know, he's played with, like, Eddie Harris, I'm going to get this wrong. I don't know. Everybody. But one of the most advanced jazz guitarists of his time. Does a lot of stuff with wide intervals, fourths, fifths, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an interview with Scott Henderson. I used to live with Scott Henderson in Van Nuys when I was just started teaching, and just before Scott even started teaching. So, you know, we don't talk about, you know, like all the stuff that happened at the house, but we talk about guitar stuff and
But I'm looking here, and there's very cool transcriptions. You did one for John Scofield's Endless Summer, and
yep.
There's a whole bunch of stuff here by you and John Penn. This is cool. This is all free. This is really nice.
That's all free, and we review CDs. You know, people send us stuff to review, and we do that.
And you also have a store. You can buy CDs from some of the teachers.
Right. Yeah. So you can buy the MPEG-3 versions of CDs from the Jazz Guitar Society artists, you know, and some of those are out of print, so those are good to get, you know. Let's see. Oh, I put out a mailed or newsletter, you know, every time we put out new stuff. There's an amazing new guitar player that is doing something for us right now. His name is Dario Cisolino, and he's from Italy, living in New York right now. But, like, I mean, you know, his manager in Italy arranged for the Yellow Jackets to be, you know, on his first record, so he came over to you know, the United States, basically got off the plane, went into the studio and recorded with those guys.
Wow.
He's just a killer. Yeah. You might have met him, Monique, at the NAMM show.
Yeah, I met him. And Armand.
Real tall, really nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah, were they together, Armand and Dario?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I brought them to the Cort booth, you know,
right.
Cort guitars.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, Cort, they've really done some amazing things recently. I mean, they used to not be that great of a brand, you know, but Frank Gambale has a acoustic guitar, his signature model, that they're selling. And it's the big thing is that it's acoustic guitar that plays like an electric guitar. So they had never, ever met before. I got them together and, you know, turned on the video and shot them playing in the Cort booth,
right.
You know, so that was
okay.
That was pretty cool. And we put up videos on Instagram, you know, so I'm going to put up one with those guys playing pretty soon. And speaking of Howard Roberts, you know who I always see at the NAMM show is Howard's son Jay,
mm-hmm.
Jay Roberts. So I had them play with Jay, you know, and I was, you know, I'm just shooting videos for promo for Jazz Guitar Society, you know, so I wanted those guys to play and meet each other and everything. But, you know, Jay is talking about doing some stuff for us as well. And believe it or not, I mean, I know it's sacrilege to say it, but Jay actually is a better guitar player than Howard was.
Doug, shh.
I know. I said it.
Where have you gone?
But it's true. Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's. But
I have to see him. That's got to be something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I put up a video of him and Dario playing, and I mean, you know, when Jay plays, it's almost like he's reading from the encyclopedia of everything that you can do on the guitar. You know,
wow.
I mean, I don't know what there is that he doesn't know how to do. He's got the Roberts Institute up there in Seattle going.
Nice.
And I think he teaches, I'll bet the guy teaches 40 hours a week, which is, I don't know how anybody can teach 40 hours a week, but he does, you know.
Wow.
He loves it, that's why. He loves it.
Yeah, he does. And it's just like, he just never, I mean, chops for days, you know,
now,
and ideas.
Speaking of teachers, can you give us a rundown? There's so many amazing people that are on your site that have that done class. Give us, so people get a feel of the diversity of the faculty.
Well, let me think. Well, like I said, Mike Miller, and Mike is amazing, like I said, and you know, talk about teaching, you know, from your specialties. Mike is really, really good at odd meter, but you know, everybody like practices odd meter just by playing, you know, okay, here's how you play in five, but how much do you play in 5/4? Not really that much. But what about if you wanted to superimpose 5/4 over 4/4? That's what one of the master classes that Mike did is about. You know, and that's pretty heavy to wrap your head around. And then like I said, Alan Hines, we've got a number of, I think, the most advanced slide guitar stuff that I've ever seen from Alan. And also, you know, his sort of fusion-y, like Robin Ford-style blues kind of playing, as well as the legato stuff. Dave Hill, you know, who's another MI guy, and one of his really cool master classes is called Dominating the Diminished Scale. And it's just learning how to play, you know, hip diminished runs like Michael Brecker and guys like that on the guitar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
David Becker, who's, you know, the guy's like just all over the place in Europe, constantly touring on the jazz scene there. So, you know, his stuff is available with us. Then let's see, Tim Lurch, who I said before, is just fantastic fingerstyle player. He actually took, I think, the last lesson that Lenny Bro ever gave to anybody. And he's, you know, amazing with those, you know, the chime style harmonic things where you play a regular note and then the next note's a harmonic, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like a harp style effect, you know, so he teaches how to do that. Sid Jacobs as well teaches on playing in fourths and two-line improvisation. Oh, like I said, Ron Eshte. You know, Ron came up playing with people like Milt Jackson and Ray Brown and everything, you know, the old guard. And so he has just amazing insights on reharmonization. There's something on playing over blues where, you know, they just play a billion different changes other than 1/4/5, you know.
He's amazing. How many Ron Eshte videos are there? I want all of them.
I get a lot of guys, believe it or not, I'm probably giving away a secret here, but there's a Facebook group called Jam of the Week. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
But whoever runs it, he puts out a challenge song every week, you know, for people to post videos of themselves playing, you know. And so I'll just go watch, and, you know, if I see somebody amazing, I'll contact them, you know. And, you know, our deal is real good for, we do a 50-50 split with the artist. And we pay quarterly. And so, you know, the difference between doing something with like you know, a print publisher, you know, a big publisher that puts out a book from you or whatever, I mean, the cut on what you actually get, there's so many distributors there in the middle and everything that you know, it just, you'd have to sell thousands and thousands of your product to make hardly anything. And with, you know, this is basically a cottage industry, you know, that's giving people residual income that I hope is going to go well into their old age, you know, and when they can't play anymore. And, you know, hopefully we'll be real big by then, and you know, somebody big will buy us and get even bigger. And, you know, it's sort of like every new artist that we bring in, their fans will buy their product, plus they'll see other people's stuff and they'll buy that as well, you know. So it's very much the one hand washes the other situation for everybody involved.
And I've been on the website. I'm looking at some of the different master classes. The price is really reasonable. I mean, really,
we try to make them, yeah. And Drew Zing we have as well. You know, and Drew Zing, they called him Larry Carlton Jr. when he toured with Steely Dan, you know. And, you know, he's a fantastic player, you know. And, you know, so here's all his lines, you know, that you can learn, you know.
Nice.
And so, yeah, we don't have ridiculously high prices. We also don't really bother with, you know, really, well, we present everybody sort of in their natural environment, which translates into, no, I don't go and rent a sound studio to shoot videos, you know. It's there's the guy standing there where he always teaches, teaching you, you know.
Nice.
And, you know, Monique, I realized that MI actually did have a format for how to teach. And I just started naturally doing it when we started Jazz Guitar Society. And the way I came to understand that there must have been a format is because somebody would turn in something and, you know, it didn't fit the format. And I'd have to say, no, you have to do it like this, you know.
Yeah, and, I think it gets ingrained in you after a while, because even when I've had private students, I find myself, I feel like the notes that I make for the students, they remind me of the things that I used to have in front of me at MI. I don't know how to explain it, but it doesn't leave you after that year. I mean, it was such a short year, but they really did the job, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and you know, so what we do is, like at MI, we learned that the first thing you have to do is you have to command the respect of the student by doing something to impress them. And that might sound sort of egotistical, but it actually isn't. If you don't do that, they're not really going to go, whoa, I need to pay attention, you know?
Right.
So we'll take some of the more impressive stuff that happens in the video, and, you know, we make trailers, and you watch the trailers for free, you know, and we'll put it, you know, as we use, like, a play-in situation. So it's like, you know, you're zooming in, and here's this guy, and he's burning his butt off, you know, and then, you know, and then he says, hi, my name is, and then says his name, and, you know, we're going to talk about this, blah, 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 and, okay, so he's earned the right, you know, to talk to somebody, for them to listen, you know, and so they go through all their stuff, blah, blah, blah. Later on, we'll do another thing like that to impress people, you know. And, you know, I just think that you know, somebody has to feel like, okay, this person really is an authority on what it is that they're trying to teach me, you know. So that's an MI thing that we learned from back then. And it was, you know, I think it was purely Pat Hicks going, like, you know, hey, we don't want to give everybody refunds, so you got to impress them.
You have to teach good guitar face, too, right?
That's right. Well, everybody, that comes naturally. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned a bunch of the teachers that are doing the master classes, and it's impressive. Who are you planning? Can you leak out anybody that's coming up?
Well, let's see. Like I said, this guy Dario is working on something for us right now, and that's going to be. Your people should really look for him. I'm not going to spell the last name well, but his first name is Dario, and then it's Cesolino. Sorry, but anyways, if you put Dario, all the things you are, it'll probably lead to it. And he's got this astounding video where he's playing the jazz standard, All the Things You Are, which is like, you know, almost like, you know, the equivalent in rock music of knowing how to play Tush by, you know, by ZZ Top, you know. And he does this amazing version that, I mean, very fast, but ultra clean and amazing ideas, you know, so the musicality is really high. And so his class is going to be all on reharmonization principles to use in standards, you know. So that's a very common thing for jazz musicians, is to look at, okay, here's the like the bare bones chords, and how can I alter them and, you know, lead into the home.
Yep, we lost.
Oh, no. No.
I think. There, I'll try them again. Hold on. We'll get him there. We're just getting to the good part.
I know.
Cliffhangers on All About Guitar.
We've done good, though. He got cut off mid-sentence this time.
Yeah, while he's while we're waiting for him to come back on.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, yeah, it's amazing thing because, you know, harmony is something you can either do it linearly, like in a solo, a line or something, or, you know, you can do it vertically in a chord, you know.
Right.
And so he's showing basically, you know, how to apply these principles, whether you're, you know, playing chords or soloing, you know. And, you know, John Penn has some people that he's talking to. And I think Bobby Broom is one. He's pretty well known. But I'm not real sure who he's got coming up. But while I was at the NAMM show, I shot some more stuff with Ron Eshte, and I shot some stuff with Dave Hill. And, you know, other than that, I'm always looking. I don't think I want to say beyond that just because, you know, I sort of like don't like to say something's coming until I can see that it's pretty much in the pipe, you know?
Yeah. Just so everybody knows, it's Dario, C-H-I-A-Z-Z-O-L-I-N-O, Giazzolino.
Thank you.
I found it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, no, that's
extremely
cool.
Extremely nice guy. Mm-hmm.
No, you're going in and out.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's interesting, though. You got some, I mean, I want everybody to take a look at, you got to go to the website because it's really specific type of things that they're talking about. I've had Ron Eshte on the show here before, and we sat down and talked about arranging for jazz, and it was really amazing.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And with him and Les Wise here, we were both going through it. And another guy that you've had on that I've had on the show too, David Becker, another amazing player and really knows his stuff. And it's great. They're great to have on the show as guests like yourself because you're teachers, so you explain things. It's really easy. You guys explain it and make sense. But I want people to check out the website because there's very specific things. This is like a real fine-tuning of your playing. I mean, in terms of the type of jazz topics that they're dealing with, they're showing you things that you can use right now that are tools that you can take right on stage right at this moment, but they're also kind of specialty things, the type of arranging things, or like I think it was Mike Miller, you were talking about how to use a certain type of chord voicing or whatever it was. Kind of stuff is, you know, that's very specific type of things, which is cool because if you're really into, well, it's not just jazz, but any type of music, all of this applies.
Yeah, you know, there's tons of material for beginners all over the internet, but there's almost nothing for people that maybe have had a year or two of music school to keep going. You know, that's what we're all about.
That was my next question, because I was going to ask you at what level player you aimed all of this at.
It's, you know, intermediate and above.
Right.
You know, it's almost anybody can learn. You know, if you're an absolute beginner, you're going to be frustrated, and I wouldn't recommend it,
right.
You know. But if you can play some scales and stuff and you have the desire to want to look into some music that isn't what you might normally hear, that's what we have, you know. And you know, the other thing you said is about, you know, wanting to get, Jeff, wanting to get some stuff that you can use right away. That's what I always tell the artists. Make sure you include stuff that they can use on the bandstand right away. You know, as soon as they put it under their fingers, they know how to use it, you know.
Well, I mean, anybody that's like, for example, would say that you're a student right now at another school and you need to do something for a recital. These transcriptions that you have here are just perfect. I mean, you have some really cool stuff and it's free. I mean, can't beat that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing on the internet. You got to give some stuff away for free, and we're happy to do that, you know. And the trailers are all free and everything. And it's very reasonable pricing on the rest of it, you know.
Yes, very definitely so. And I think it's even safe to say it's more than a school. It's really a community. It really is. Because you don't even have to, even if you don't take the master classes, and you can check out the music and the downloads, the resources, the videos that are free. You have a blog, you have forums, so people can interact and talk. So it's a good, like, a little online community, which besides being a school.
John is very involved at Australian National University, and he and I always talk about, you know, how can we have stuff that will draw people in more. I mean, we've got a Facebook group as well, you know, jazzguitarsociety.com. There's a number of jazz guitar societies, but, you know, ours is the one with the logo and all that. And I don't know, I think there's a few thousand members of that group, you know. And, I mean, to be quite honest,
1,600, yeah.
I don't know where...
You got 1,600?
Yeah, I don't know where people come from.
I'm joining the group right now as we speak.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have to approve it. So here, let me slip you a couple of bucks. And I'm just kidding. it's a great little community of, it's a unique experience. It's like an online campus, but in the sense that you can kind of hang out on the campus, even though it's online.
Right.
And I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we can't give people the you know, face-to-face experience of a school. But, man, if you can't get to Hollywood or something, I mean, I really think we have really high-quality stuff, you know, for people. And, you know, Camillo Berlandia is another guy that is amazing that we have there. And Asaf Kahati, who's an Israeli guy. Living in New York, we have Cheryl Bailey, who's fantastic woman jazz guitarist who teaches at Berkeley but plays all over the world. I mean, she's just totally world class, you know. And it's only going to grow. I mean, lots of new people.
Well, and again, they're all from different parts of the world, so you have this you have this faculty that's basically global. Applying to anybody, anywhere in the world. You can just, you know, it's all accessible from the internet. That's incredible.
Yep.
And that's an expanded version of MI.
I mean, that's a pretty heavy thing, and that's pretty revolutionary in the sense that it's not like a traditional school, but it has a lot of the elements of a traditional school because you have the interaction with the forums and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's as cheap as, you know, you can go. I mean, Drew Zing has something. I think it's called A Bunch of Zingers. And it's just like, you know, 12 licks or whatever, you know. And it's like $15 or whatever, you know. And, you know, I think you get 18 licks, maybe that. I don't know. But, you know, it's as little or as much as you want, almost. I really think if you got everything we had, you could be a high-quality professional musician just on what's there.
Yes, definitely. The website, again, is www.jazzguitarsociety.com. And we're out of time. I told you it'd go by real fast. But we'll have to have you on again. And hopefully we can get you in the studio and maybe a couple of, if there's some local faculty members here, we can get a bunch of you guys in as a group and talk a little
more. Yeah,
that'd
be great.
But everybody, check out the site and check the stuff out. I mean, free these transcriptions are brilliant. I mean, these guys are doing really great stuff here. And you can check into the forums and talk to other people and interact with other musicians. And as I said, you can also check out the shows like with David Becker and Ron Eshte that we have here too. But they're brilliant people and they really know their stuff. And you too, Doug. I mean, amazing stuff. I mean,
thanks much.
You know, you have to do a seminar on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Uh-oh. Did we lose it? No, we didn't.
Well, first thing is get a ukulele.
There you go. But anyway, hang on a little bit. We're going to go ahead and close the show. I want to thank you again for being on the show, and we'll definitely have you back, and we'll set up. We got to pursue this farther. And I want to thank Monique for coming in.
Yeah,
and see,
I made it.
And thank you so much for introducing me to Doug.
Oh no, I'm
if
so
it wasn't
happy
for Monique,
we
would
got
never,
this going.
Yeah, so
I've been chiming at him for a while to get in here. And
but everybody, take a look at it and check out the free stuff. That's really cool, and the master classes are kind of fun. I might try that slide one myself with Alan. I think that might be interesting to do. Everybody, have a great night. Hang on, Doug. I'm going to mute you for a second, and I'll be right back. Thank you, and it's good to have your whole family here.
Yeah, glad you made it, Doug.
Anyway, everybody have a great night, and we will see you next week.